Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Bava Kama, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis. Sagt der Mishnah, Hakadar. Kedar is a pot. Hakadar means a person who makes pots. He needed a place to keep his pots, so he decided to keep it in his friend's courtyard. Hakadar, a potter, Shehichnas Kedaraisav, who brought in his pots, L'chatzar Balabais, into the courtyard of a Balabais. There's only one problem. He did it Shaloi B'Rishus. He never bothered asking permission if he can bring his pots into his friend's courtyard. L'maisa, what happened? The Shibrasan Behemtesh of Balabais. The behemoth of this Balabais that was living at home winds up breaking these pots that were brought in. The din is potter, the Bala Behema, who is also the owner of the chatzar, does not have to pay the potter for his pots. And it makes no difference whether the behema did it bekavana, whether the behema walked around and said, oh, is this chatzar boring? Look, pots, I never saw pots here before, and zets. That would be Karen. Or whether he just broke a chaloy bekavana, the behema didn't even notice the pots, he just walked over it. Whether it's Karen, whether it's regal, the owner of the behemoth is potter because the hezek took place birshus hamazik. The owner of the chatzar says, your pots had no business in my chatzar. You had no right to put them there. Now what happened, says the Mishnah Vayter, this is the second case of the Mishnah, v'yim huska, if the behemoth of the bala chatzar got hurt, bahen, in these pots. So the din is Bal HaKedeir is Chayiv, the owner of the pots has to pay the Bal HaChatzar, Nezek, for his behemah. Zakta ben Mishnah Vayta, the third case, V'yim Hichnis B'Rishus, suppose I am a potter and I knocked on my neighbor's door and I said, can I keep some pots in your courtyard? And the owner of the courtyard said, bring them in. He didn't say, I'm going to watch it. He didn't say he's Mekabel Shmir, but he said, yeah, bring them in. I give you Rishus to bring them in. Let's see the Mishnah inside. V'yim hichnis, if the potter brought in his pots b'rishus with permission of the Bal HaChatzar, and then the behemah of the Bal HaChatzar crushed these pots, Bal HaChatzar chayiv, then the owner of the chatzar has to pay. If he gave me permission to keep my pots over there, it's as if he was mekabel shmira, that his animal won't hurt them. Even though he didn't say so befeirish, I'm going to guard it for you. He just said, bring in your pots. Now what about if his animal got hurt, tripped over my pots? Over there, for sure I don't have to pay. You knew the pots were there. You gave me permission to keep the pots there. I have payers. I brought them into the courtyard of the Balabayas without permission. And the behemoth of the Balabayas, the local resident who lives here, saw payers, and he ate them. Potter, the Balachatza, does not have to pay for the payers. Shena regal are potter birshus hamazik. The balachasa can say to the balapeiros, you shouldn't have brought them in. I never told you can bring them in. Now here it's a little bit different than in the previous case, because there's a halacha that he has to pay mashina hennis, like we learned earlier in Perik Vav Mishnah Aleph. Because lemaisa, you don't have to feed your behemah. So whatever the cheapest food would be that you can give to your behemah that you saved, so you should pay at least for that. Now, the im huska, let's say the behemah of the balabayas slipped on these payers, from Husko behen in these payers, Bala payers chayiv. And I, the owner of the payers, I'm going to have to pay. Now the Gemara says that's only if he slipped in the payers. What if the behemoth got sick because he ate too many payers? Then I, the owner of the Bala payers, I don't have to pay, because I can say, listen, your behemoth shouldn't have eaten so much. Even though I caused the nezek, if my payers weren't there, the behemoth couldn't have eaten it, but Grama ben Azakim is pot. And here too the Mishnah concludes, V'yim hichnis, if I brought in my payers into the courtyard b'rishus, I asked the balachasa, can I keep my payers there? And he said, yes, bring them in. Then there wouldn't be any question if the behemoth slipped on it, v'adayam potter, you knew that my payers are there. But the main chiddush is that if my behemoth was mazik v'peiros, bal hachatzar chayiv, the owner of the courtyard is going to have to pay for it. By allowing me in, he was mekabel shmira on the payers, even though he didn't say so b'feirish. Now, we're going to soon learn, not everyone holds this way. Rebbe holds that unless the Bala Chatzar said Beferish, I'm the Kabul Shmira, just by giving permission, that doesn't mean I have to pay for it if it was damaged. So once again, quickly chazering over. A man who makes pots, brought his pots into the Chatzar of the Balabayas, without permission, the Balabayas' behemoth broke the pots, the owner of the behemoth and the owner of the courtyard is potter. if the behemoth that lives there got hurt, then the owner of the pots are going to have to pay for that damage. Some say because of bar. Bar is chayiv b'rishus hanizik. That's a shayla, according to some. If orders pots in with permission, they don't have to pay for damages to the behemoth. And if the behemoth damaged my pots, he's going to have to pay for it, according to this shita. Even if he didn't beferish seva ani ashmirenu lach, just by saying, bring them in, that means you're a makabel shmirah. That means it's if you're saying, don't worry, you can bring them in, I'll take care of it, I'll watch it. For that matter, if he brought his peiris into the courtyard of the balabai shaloi brishus, and the behemoth ate them, the balachotzer is potter on the peiris. If the animal the balachotzer got hurt, he slipped on the peiris, the bala peiris is chayiv. We explained that there is an inyan in the Gemara, there's a shaila in the Gemara. Is it only when the animal slipped? What if he overate and that's how he got hurt? So Lamaisa the Gemara says, no, then the behemoth shouldn't have eaten so much. The Bala Peiris Kintaina, why did your behemoth eat so much? Aye, by bringing in the Peiris, he was goyrim the fact that the animal ate too much. That's already under the category of Grama Ben Azak. And I remember when my Rebbe taught us the Gemara, he said, just remember, Kendalach, there's a whole shiloh whether a behemoth could control itself from not eating too much. But a person, for sure, could control himself, right? So you may want to look up the Gemara over here in the Taisvis to see more about this. Now, here too, if the owner of the peiris brought it in bereshus, the Baal Chatzar said, bring him in, even though he never said, I'm going to watch them, and then his behemoth ate the peiris, and the Baal Chatzar is chayiv. That's the sheet of the Tanna Kamma. Rebbe argues on this, we explained. Rebbe says that unless the owner of the Chatzar said beferish, not just go ahead, bring it in, unless he said beferish, and I am going to watch them, and he's not mechuyev to pay for damages if something happens to him. I gave you permission to keep it there, but that doesn't mean that I'm responsible for it.